Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, one vote, that's the size of the government majority after Green Party TD Nasa Harrigan was suspended from the parliamentary party last night for at least 15 months after she voted against the government on the lifting of the eviction ban. The length of that suspension and the swiftness of the decision as well took many Green Party members by surprise. On Morning Ireland, Green Party Minister of State Pippa Hackett defended that decision.
Nobody likes making decisions like this. It wasn't an easy or a comfortable decision for RPP to make last night. Anyone who knows Nasa Harrigan knows she's very able. She's a hardworking politician. But Nasa is a government TD. Government TDs are expected to vote in line with the government. And we have to vote through the easy votes and we have to vote through the tough ones too.
That was Minister of State Pippa Hackett on Morning Ireland. Well, as the day has worn on, I can tell you several prominent Green councillors have come out criticising the leadership. Those councillors include Dan Boyle, a former minister, and Oliver Moran as well. We're going to speak to two more unhappy Green Party councillors now, just to gauge what it's like in the Green Party. And why is this of note? Well, is it reflective of wider concern within the parliamentary party? That's of note because the government majority, as I say, is down to one. We're going to speak now with Liam Quaid, who represents East Cork, and Oisín O'Connor, who's a councillor for Glencullen Sandyford in Dublin. You're very welcome to the programme. Liam, you tweeted this morning, "Our parliamentary party has got its values tragically askew." What do you mean?
Thanks for having me on, Cormac. Well, many of us in the Green Party would view Nasa Harrigan as a potential future party leader, and we're very taken aback by this sanction against her. I think Nasa has really distinguished herself over the past 3 years as a TD of exceptional ability and moral courage. I've worked with her closely on several Oireachtas committees on a campaign against the closure of a mental health service in my own constituency. And it's very obvious how respected her work is by committee colleagues and how collaborative she is in her work.
And she voted against the government here, and she knew probably knew the consequences, didn't she?
She did, but I think we need to look at the gravity of the issue. And I think it's a sad reflection in our parliamentary party that their idea of taking a stand is to remove Nasa and close down all her invaluable Oireachtas committee work for 15 months at a time when there is such widespread and legitimate frustration with government because of the scale of the housing crisis. And I think taking a stand on behalf of hard-pressed tenants facing homelessness would be more reflective of Green Party values. And we all understand the need for compromising government and the need for unity. But I think in this instance, we have many housing experts, we have homelessness agencies telling us that this measure will make a dire situation worse, and Nasa shouldn't have been in the position of having to vote on the lifting of the eviction ban.
Is it that, I wonder, and let me bring in your colleague Oisín O'Connor, is it that issue, the fact that the eviction ban was being lifted, that is causing so much angst amongst Green Party members? Because the idea of making the situation worse in the short term, according to the government, is that what rankles?
Hi, Cormac. I think these are actually two separate things here. I mean, there's one thing where, and I would agree with those housing experts that it is too early to lift the eviction ban. I think the government have made the wrong decision on this. But we're talking about a different thing where we're talking about the severity of the sanctions on our colleague Nasa Harrigan, who is someone that actually inspired me to even join the party. And I think, you know, we do need to realise, and well, the parliamentary party need to realise that they are they're walking on fairly dicey territory to be issuing such severe sanctions on a very popular TD among the membership.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we all know that political parties are membership based, no more so than our own, and you know, we the members are the people who knock on doors. We went in canvas. We support the party through many different tough decisions that have to be made.
Who's walking on?
We may have as well.
Who's walking on thin ice here?
Well, I didn't say thin ice. I just said it's getting into dicey territory.
But who are you blaming for the severity of the sanction, then?
Political parties rely on their members, and I'm saying this is a very unpopular decision among the members.
Yeah, but how do we know? I could be, and look, I say this with tongue in cheek, and you know what I mean, but I could be talking to two cranks here. How do I know it's the number of people who are upset or concerned about this are numerous in the Green Party?
Well, I can just tell you that all of the messages that I've received from members this morning have all been negative in regards to the severity of the sanctions. So we're only talking about a sample from myself in Dublin and from Liam in Cork. And I've spoken to people from outside of my own constituency group as well. So this is fairly widespread. There are people who are generally very supportive of our parliamentary party who are now questioning their decision making on this. So I think this is definitely something that has upset a lot of members. And you're right, we can't quantify it. There's no sort of
of
Green Party members.
You feel it's numerous. What's your take on it, Liam? How big potentially is a revolt within the party here?
Well, I think much wider than that. It's about how this affects society at large. The housing crisis is the monumental social issue of our time. It involves really adverse consequences for people affected, particularly children, that can be lasting. And we have very credible warnings from a range of experts that the lifting of the eviction ban in this crude manner that's been proposed by government is misguided, and it will cause further undue suffering for people in very precarious circumstances. And I am encouraged.
Yeah, and we've gone through that in detail yesterday, and we will do so again on this programme. But I'm trying to figure out the politics of all of this now. Do you know how big? I mean, do you think there should be a new leader or leadership team then within the Green Party, Liam?
Well, I think the leadership issue was settled in 2020, but I do think, and I have been encouraged to see so many councillor colleagues come out in support of NASA following this sanction, but I do think there is an unease among many of our members and representatives about what this action says more generally about the party's priorities.
Okay, you think that the leadership is okay. What about you, Oisin?
Well, I've been in different teams and organisations, in different guises outside of politics as well. And when decisions like this happen that are so severe in terms of sanctions of somebody on the team, it almost always comes from the leader, and it's not a very popular decision among the members.
So you're saying the leader, Eamon Ryan, should be changed, but I mean the deputy leader, Catherine Martin, she's coloured by this as well, surely, and she'd be the potential replacement.
I suppose the parliamentary party had their emergency meeting last night, and there hasn't been any sort of minutes of that meeting. It's not something that does get discussed outside of the meeting itself. But just based on my experience of different members of the parliamentary party, I would suspect that the decision last night wasn't a unanimous one.
And would you expect then some dissent in the coming days from people who were in the room? Because it's a severe sanction. It's not just 15 months. It's at least 15 months. And it's not just even that. It is a removal of the chair of of an Eireachtas committee as well.
The finance committee.
I mean, we're getting texts in this. NASA Harrigan has gotten no more than she deserves, says one listener. You're either in government or you're not. It's really as simple as that. How do you answer that, Oisin?
Well, I mean, in this country, we have the executive branch of government and the legislative branch of government, and the executive branch is the cabinet and cabinet ministers, and they make their decisions, and then they bring them to the Dáil. And NASA is not a member of cabinet; she's not a minister. She is a member of a government party, and she votes with the government. But there are issues that come up, and we strangely enough in our party constitution have provision for votes of conscience if you're voting against party policy, but we unfortunately don't have a provision for votes of conscience when you're voting with party policy, as party policy to support extending the eviction ban.
Are you lads not a bit ungrateful here? What about all of the work the Green Party as a collective have done on the Climate Action Plan and the Climate Act, the transport modes and trying to shift people from cars, cycling infrastructure as well, the schemes for biodiversity protection, I mean, on this one issue, are you going to throw the hard work on all of those issues and more in the environmental sphere, Liam, away?
I think the Green Party has had undoubted achievements in government in areas like cost of childcare, active travel, the move to renewable energy. And I have huge respect, actually, for my government colleagues for the work they do. And it's in a very adversarial environment. But in this case, I believe strongly that our parliamentary party is departing from our core party commitment to protect the most vulnerable in society. And I don't believe there's enough critical distance between us and our government partners on this. And as Nessa herself has said, we can't expect people who are facing homelessness to engage with the climate crisis. Like, if you've got young children settled in schools and you're looking at that kind of upheaval, or you have a child with special needs and you're facing eviction in a number of weeks, you're not in a place to engage with environmental issues. And it's decisions like this that will actually alienate voters and particularly young people from the Green cause.
Okay.
We're going to alienate a huge amount of people with this decision.
Let me read you a taste of the reaction to 51551. I didn't vote Green, so they could sanction their most principled and hard-working reps from government. I'll vote Sock Dems next time. They have great Green credentials. This is a shocking decision, says one listener. The Green ban on harvesting turf was unpopular with Fianna Fáil backbenchers, but was voted through. Fianna Fáil members didn't revolt on that, says one that listener. Another, I think it's very unfair that Nessa Horrigan was treated in this manner. Surely every member of any party is entitled to a personal opinion, and they must have the right to speak up if they feel an injustice is being done. And one more. What does this suspension even mean? She's still getting her TD salary, and 15 months gets her back in time for the next election. Can anyone tell us that this suspension actually, what it actually does? Well, people can to 51551 if they wish. We'll leave it there for the moment. Liam Quaid, Oisin O'Connor, councillors for the Green Party in Dublin and Cork. Thank you very much indeed.